Minchin, Sister. St. Helena, Crystal Springs, California, December 12, 1900. Mrs. Minchin. Dear Sister, I wish to tell you how glad I am that you are at Sunnyside. I loved my home. To me, it was a sacred place, and all the improvements which our limited supply of means allowed us to make were a blessing to us. With every improvement, our prayers were mingled. I would have been pleased to have had an interview with you before I left Australia, but this was not my privilege to have. I have deeply desired that your entire family shall become members of the family of God and walk in the path of obedience. When any soul approaches God as his Father, heaven becomes his home. He is a member of the royal family, a child of the heavenly King. He holds a life insurance policy endorsed by the Lord God who created him. And all who hold this life insurance policy are linked with the family of the redeemed by a tie which cannot be broken. The Lord enters into vital relation with the one who enters into partnership with him. Please read 2 Peter 1, verse 2 to 11. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, referring to the previous verses, ye shall never fall. Verse 10. Here are the conditions. If you consent to place yourself under pledge to God, God pledges his word to you. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 11. The word of God is irrevocable, but the human agent must comply with the conditions. The Lord will be most keenly disappointed if you will not accept the great favor offered you. He will be honored if you accept his terms and place your confidence in him. Christ has given his life to make it possible for you to accept him as your Savior. He desires to be regarded by every human soul as one who can save to the uttermost everyone who will come unto God by him, confessing and forsaking the sins which make them miserable. Only through Christ is there hope for the soul's salvation. He will identify himself with your present and eternal good, and there is no favor in all the world that can compare with this. It raises man above all distinctions of wealth, above all titles or any earthly dignity. Through faith in the righteousness of Christ, man holds the hand of angels. Receiving Christ, he is elevated and ennobled. He has an abiding sense of all sufficiency, for the truth lives in his believing soul. He walks the world as an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ to an immortal inheritance, an eternal substance. My heart is drawn out after you. I want you to become my sister in the faith. If you will say, "I will," I shall rejoice, and heaven will rejoice. God himself will rejoice over you with singing. I invite you to unite your interests with Christ, and we will strive together to win the crown of life.